2, and no state has to enforce federal laws or prohibitions, although state courts, of course, are still required to do so. Now, it turns out that that sounds trivial, but I think it plays itself out in hugely important contexts, much more important in their own way than the marijuana context. So here's an example. Excuse me. One of these days, the Supreme Court will decide whether it wants to grant cert or not in the second go-around of a case called Bond versus United States. It arose over basically a marital dispute. Wife smeared a chemical on a doorknob and the car door of her rival, and this resulted in a thumb burn. And this woman was then prosecuted by state officials in Pennsylvania under a federal law that implements the Chemical Weapons Convention. It's called Bond versus United States. And the question in this case is whether the federal law is even constitutional. I don't think so, but the Third Circuit said yes. But even while saying yes, all of the judges on the Third Circuit said, what do you people there at the local level think when you enforce these kinds of federal laws? You don't have to. The reason why this matters is, you know, the Heritage Foundation has had an over-criminalization work group. Federal over-criminalization work group for the past, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And it's never gone anywhere, but it might go someplace if local officials could stop themselves from cooperating with the feds in enforcing these ludicrous federal laws. Many of them would turn into the press releases that they deserve to be.